We had, classes on geology, but also on weather. And it was really from that point on that I was considering either studying geology or studying weather. And, I think if it weren't for that class, I don't know if that would have been sparked. Kind of like those two interests in the natural world. But I think the weather part in the longer term really stuck with me because it changes every day, whereas geology, like you're always looking at the past, and of course there's a lot of value in history. But at the same time, I was very intrigued by being able to study something that's ever evolving. And also was related to a lot of the time I spent outside. So I talked about spending time at the beach and hiking, and even as a kid, I was kind of a tomboy, so I spent a lot of time outside playing with my younger brother's friends. And a lot of that just involved looking at the sky. And I loved looking at cloud formations. Like sometimes I would just sit outside and look up there and watch the clouds go by. And one of the things that intrigued me, living in Maryland, where it's pretty hilly, in the part where I grew up, is that I would see like these dark clouds coming, and I would try to figure out by like the feel of the air, like how humid is it, and the direction of the wind, and look of the sky, what is going to happen? Is it going to be really stormy, and am I going to be seeing like our trees kind of blowing over? And waiting to see if they stand back up again, or is it something that isn't going to be that significant? And it was very difficult for me to figure that out because what I learned later is that the visibility of the sky was so limited that you couldn't really see the structure of the clouds very well. And so I think that that component, also sparked my interest in weather and kind of just evolved after the eighth grade. For sure.
Didn't you have some at-home technology, like your own barometer at some
I
point?
did. I built a barometer, and that was for a science project. And so then I got to mark every day. It was very simple. It was, just a jar, and I had a straw, and I was kind of like marking whether it went up or down, and relating that to what was actually happening with the weather, and that was pretty cool too. But as I got older, what I realized, and this is related to development in NOAA, with technology, is that at that time when I was growing up, weather radar was not something that you saw on the news, right? I mean, there was no network of weather radars. And I ended up, going into that, and I may be skipping ahead here. But I see such a contrast between what students can see and learn now by looking out the window and actually seeing images like weather radar images and other data that are now available, and what we had when I was growing up. And just these technologies, it started with me, it was just something as simple as a homemade barometer, but there are so many technologies that have evolved since then that really help someone better understand storms and what's happening within them, above and beyond looking out the window.